The Vatican II document, Dignitatis Humanae, is considered by many people to be a cornerstone of modern concepts of religious freedom.
Dignitatis Humanae is such a remarkable document precisely because it builds on what we might consider the best or the wisest of Catholic experience and teaching.
Dr. Scott Appleby is the director of the Institute for International Peace Studies at the University of Notre Dame in the United States.
Including the approach of what we called in Vatican II, enculturation, which the Jesuits mastered in China and elsewhere. In China, they became Mandarins. They learned the language. They enculturated the gospel in the language and the horizon of understanding of the Chinese people. And so it's not new. There's nothing new in this sense under the sun to appreciate the Catholic anthropology at work.
Dr. Appleby was one of the speakers at a conference discussing Dignitatis Humanae sponsored by the United States Embassy to the Holy See. One of the other presenters was the director of the White House Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives, James Toohey. His office, which helps faith-based charitable organizations in the United States, has been controversial, since the United States has a strict separation of church and state. Yet it also has one of the most religious societies in the West. He says the United States has yet to fully work through this reality.
I think America continues to fight this battle, you know, of how do you set the dial on church and state issues, you know. At times we saw, even this last century, efforts to build up a wall separating church and state. Clearly, Dignitatis Humanae was based on a recognition that the right of democracy and freedom also requires the ability to freely worship. So America still struggles with these questions.
Although the U.S. is still trying to balance church and state, James Toohey says it's still an example for much of the rest of the world.
I remember going to Hanoi in Vietnam over 15 years ago and going in there to worship and seeing how the Mass had to be at 4 o'clock and only old people went because anyone younger would be punished or imprisoned for practicing faith there in that communist regime. So this is not something that's part of a remote history. This is today.
This roundtable meeting is one of a series of events sponsored by the U.S. Embassy to the Holy See this year. I'm Charles Collins.